Hi guys, welcome to another Thursday with Vintage on Vintage Heart. It's the second week in November and my vibes are extremely low. I'm tired of this series. I don't want to talk about love on the streets of Lagos anymore. Things are not good. Things are not looking good. It's almost December and there's no Harmattan yet. It's like a bad omen or something. And you know, there's, you know, good news. Things are still not working. 2020 is not turning around as we wanted it, right? We want this last few weeks of the year to be the big bam good story, the turnaround, the turning point, the good part, right? And we have less than 5 weeks in this year. Is it 5 or 6? You know, we just have that little and nothing is looking. I'm telling you, like, I cannot see anything good right now, and like I said, my vibes are so low. I feel like, why am I still making this episode, right? Jesus. You know, I wish there was a but. I honestly wish that after all that I just said, I would say, but this and that. But there's no but. You know, this year is utterly messed up. It's beyond messed up. I can't even find the adjective to quantify how messed up it is. It's like badly messed up. And I'm just looking for heaven to just give us that one good thing. Let's just one good thing. Why am I talking like this? What happened? I'll tell you what happened. So I've over the week seen two very important people die online. The most recent one is the ex-president of Ghana. He just died today, I think like 2 or 3 hours ago. I don't even know how to handle that news. It's like he died from coronavirus. Is coronavirus still, is, oh my god, is that even still existing? I mean, amidst the NSAS and then the scams that are happening online with blockchains and cryptocurrencies, and it's like sad stories. People are going missing, people are dying from ritual killings. What the hell is actually going on? What is happening? You know, that's just the one recurring thought in my head. What is up? Oh my god, where are we actually heading? You know, is this some sort of a bad dream that we're just gonna, I know it's not, I'm just like, can I just have some hope? Well, now that I've said some of those things that were weighing me down, I feel like I'm just a little bit lighter, just a tiny little bit. It's not good, y'all. It's not good. I mean, it should be better. I'm talking like it should be so much, much more better. But just looking at where we are now and, you know, where we thought we would be in last year. I mean, just thinking about December last year on, say it's about 11 p.m., say 11:50 p.m., what was I doing? 11:50 p.m. on December last year. On the 31st, like a few minutes to New Year. I remember I was in the parlor. I was watching a live service because we usually go to church for crossover night. And then I didn't go to church, so I was in the parlor. I was watching a live stream and I was, you know, waiting for the countdown, and I had a pen and a paper with me, and I was writing, no, I wasn't writing New Year resolutions, I was writing about the past year, I was writing about how I was feeling. It felt like a big moment that, you know, this is an end, and there's a new beginning that's coming in a matter of minutes, and the only thing that would actually connect the two, I felt at that time, was, you know, that what I was going to write, that was the only thing that was going to connect both 2019 and 2020. It felt like worlds apart, and you know, it just takes a second to cross into it. So I was writing how I felt in that moment, and you know, how everything felt so fast and the same when so much is different. You know, I was just writing about that, and for a moment I thought, you know, like 2019 wasn't a bad year compared to, I don't even want to compare it to 2020, like on its own it was good, you know, things were going, there was structure, there was some sort of pattern to things. We knew what to expect, we knew what we had, and there was that privilege of actually planning your day, your week, your month. You know, we had that. You could say, tomorrow I want to wake up by 5, and then I'm going to go to Lagos Island, and then I'm going to go to this, and I'm going to go to this, and make it back before 4 p.m. so I can go to church. And you can do that. You could do that. And people did do that. But and now in 2020, it feels like, you know, the polar opposite of what we had. It felt like one by one, every single thing that we had in 2019 was just being taken away. The time, the plans, the structure, the privilege, you know, just one by one, by one, by one, down to life itself. I can't even count how many people lost their lives this year. For example, the month of October, coronavirus aside, you know, just October during the NSAS and before October, you know, what led to the NSAS, it was just like people were dying with our cause. And you just want to add that to, you know, the number that you might know that died from coronavirus. It's like millions of people just, you know, going by the record that we do have, because I mean, how else are we going to know? It's like millions of people just died this year, and those guys were part of the people that went to church last year in their plans in December last year. And you know, they probably made promises, and they probably, you know, had visions and goals that they wanted to, you know, accomplish in this year, but they're gone. So when you look at all of those things and you're like, really, we could just go back to 2019 and everyone would be happy. I'm telling you, it would be like the best gift 2020 would give. But then it's dumb to ask for that, right? Because we're not planning to move backwards. Because I want to believe that this year was given to us to I don't know, teach us a lesson. I don't know, perhaps we have gone so wrong that we needed some sort of reality check. But I want to believe that this sort of year will never happen again. I honestly, in my heart, want to believe that this sort of year, everything that has happened can never, will ever, ever again happen in one year. That every other year that we're going to have is going to be better and better and just better like that. And never like this. That's my plan. That's my prayers, my wish. That's my belief. And that's what keeps me going. Like, let's just get to 2021. It's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. I want to believe that. And I'm believing that. And I'm just going with it. Right? Because I don't know what else to think. Because every single day you wake and sleep, you sleep and wake. And it's just one thing or the other. One news, one story, one something. Jesus Christ. I mean, can we get a break already? By the way, what was this episode supposed to be about? It? I can't even remember. I'm just feeling so, I don't know, angry at everything, so sad at everything. And it just, I'm not in the right frame of mind to talk, guys. I feel like loving the streets of Lagos is the only thing that has been helping me all through those weeks since I started, right? But even at this moment, I don't know how to let it help me. Jeez, it's just like you know what, is this even going to be an episode? I don't think I'm going to pause it. I just don't know. You know what, I just decided this is actually going to be an episode, because I miss all of what I just said, all the bad things and, you know, the reality that I just painted for what it is. I just realized one thing. Yes, just right now, I realized that this year, 2020, has done one thing that every single other year before it wasn't able to do. And what's that? It's brought me closer to my family. It's brought lots of people closer to the family. I understand that, you know, when the lockdown started, not everyone was able to, you know, be locked in the same house, so to say. But just in a general sense, you would find that more Nigerian homes, I don't know about outside country, I'm telling you what I know, more Nigerian homes happen to, you know, be together in that space for months upon months upon months and still counting, you know. I'm not saying it's such a great thing, it's such a I'm just saying that we did get something, you know. It's like that was the only thing. I know my family, we just we are big in number, we're 9, yeah, just the number is okay to say. And we over the years have lived in different states, in different times, in different worlds, literally, you know. Many of us are just like into so many different things that there's never just time for us to actually just, you know, be in that same space at the same time. It's like 2 could be 3 could be 4 could be, but during this period it's like every single one of us was together. There was a time that we were all together, and I was just sitting, I'm looking at them, and it's like, this is family, this is actually, this is my family, you know, like this is it. You know, them that you watch on the TV, you watch on Blackish or the Johnsons, and you know, you've seen them, you're like, oh, like this is it for me. This is what I got. You know, this is what I have. I was just looking at it, you know, it was just like another part of the lessons I learned this year. And it's like, we don't even do family enough. I'm talking about love and love all the time, but family is one thing we don't even cherish as we should. You know, it's just one thing that we have. They cannot be taken away even after death, and it's just there. We never just look at it and see it as something that should be held close and, you know, and just loved, you know, just used to feel good. I don't know, but it just feels like family isn't a big deal over here. It feels like everyone is just doing so many things at the same time, at different times, and everyone is growing at their own pace, you know. So it's like you're traveling to this place, you're traveling to that place, you're living in this place, you're living in that place, and whenever we just get to come together is perhaps for Christmas, and that's like a week or 3 days. And what we do is either we go visit people that hasn't seen us for equally at the same time that you, like, we haven't seen each other, and then we cook and we clean and we attend to visitors and we sleep together, you know, and, you know, we snap pictures together, and, you know, we travel back to wherever we came from, and that's it. Which is why it feels like whenever you actually meeting, you know, your sister or your brother, it feels like, hey, you've grown so big, hey, you've grown so fat, hey, you've grown so fat, because we actually never see each other. So I'm don't tell me I'm fat. I'm not fat. You've just not seen me that often. You know, it's like we don't have that family, and we watch this stuffs on TV, and we adore them. You know, we love them, and we love to watch them. We want to have it, but we do have it. We just don't. I don't know. We know we have it. We just don't act like we do. You know. So this year has just handed me that. You know. Whether you want it or not, these people are your blood, they're your family, they share your name, and you are going to have to learn to act like it, you know. So that was what, you know, one of the few things that I can say right now that this year has, you know, just drilled it into my brain, and I had to live each day getting used to that. You know, I didn't even have a choice. It was like you're waking, you're sleeping, you're eating, you're walking, you're praying, whatever you're doing, they are there. You know, so you just have to just live with it, literally. You know, so I just have to give it to the year. You know, 2020 has taught me family is one of the many things it's taught me. So I just look at all of this, you know, spread out the year in parts, and you look at it, and, you know, you can actually find a few things that you can smile about. And I can say that my family has been honestly the best gift I got this year. The best, the absolute best. We've had moments, you know, there were birthday celebrations. I don't even want to mention. There's just, you know, like, there's fun, and, you know, there's seriousness, and then there's business, and there's growth, and there's support, and there's love, and there's care. And that's it, you know? That's it. Honestly, I don't think I can say it any other way. That is it. So guys, did you enjoy this? Did you not enjoy this? I don't know. I mean, I started off the episode feeling all crazy and sad, and you know, I just in the middle of that was able to pick up something to talk about. I feel like more recently I've just been going all rough and unprepared, and it's like you can't blame me. A lot of stuff is happening and I'm just like caught up in the middle of all of them. I just, you know, I'm just going with the flow. Is better than nothing, right? Just hearing my voice, it's cool, right? I mean, me hearing my voice is cool. I like to hear my voice. So every week I'm back here, no matter what, on God, honestly, I just keep coming back. What is going to keep me away from here? Yeah, I certainly like to hear my voice. What is going to keep me away from here? I don't know it yet. So I'm going to keep coming back. Back to back to back. So you just wait for me. Make sense or not, just enjoy my voice. All right, because like I said, just talk a tip, not an expert. And I like to express myself on stuff. So 2020 has just been on my mind day in, day out. And I felt like I had to talk about it and just help me deal, you know, just actually voicing it out and just seeing it for what it is. Just it helps me deal more than, you know, just bottling it up in my head and, you know, thinking about it like that. So yeah, this is it. This is what I had for you this week, and I wasn't prepared. Don't think I will be prepared next week. I don't know. Point is, I am loving it, you know, just being able to come here and be free about it and arrive at something feels good. It feels good. And I'm not gonna lie, at some point I'm gonna need to come prepared or something, but you know, for now it feels good, right? It feels good, and that's what's important. For next week, I think I am going to actually have stuff for you. But just so you know, today is officially the end of the series Love on the Streets of Lagos. Yes, yes, it deserves an I'm going to clap. Yeah, it deserves that. Yeah. Oh my God. This is a lonely life. Well guys, I'm calling it a wrap for today. Expect something new and different next week. Hopefully I'm gonna have time to script something and actually come prepared. You know, first time's gotta be lit. I don't wanna hype it and then come and crash it here. So I'm just gonna keep short and, you know, just anticipate, right? I'm going to have you back here next week. I've absolutely enjoyed myself. The short time that I had to express, it feels good. Okay, it feels good, and that's what this is all about. Alright, I hope you picked up something or two. Because I certainly did. I learned something from this episode and made me realize stuff and, you know, open my eyes to some things that I've just been playing on the low, right? Well, feels good. Okay, I hope you have a good week ahead. And until I have you back here, stay safe.